You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Michael. It's the beginning of the month and investors are awaiting data release for June as well as central banks' policy meetings. The US non-farm payroll reports are due out on Friday. How important are these numbers this month and what are market expectations?
Well, the numbers are very important because everyone is looking to see if the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates, as Chairman Bernanke indicated a month or so ago. And the jobs data is going to be quite critical in terms of the expectations for the bond market if, in fact, interest rates are going to go up. The market is expecting mixed results, but on the downside, there is some fear that the results will be stronger than many expect, therefore driving interest rates higher. So this is an important set of data to come out in the next 30 days.
Well, the VIX index is down compared to a couple of weeks ago as well. So can we expect a more orderly response from the market in the coming weeks?
Well, in all likelihood, the market has already sold off the volatile VIX index over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks has been on quite a ride up and down. So I think you will probably see an orderly response by the market unless there's an outlier in terms of the statistics being reported.
And the European Central Bank is meeting on Thursday. Are you expecting any significant announcements from that?
Well, I expect the European Central Bank to continue to state that they're going to be accommodative. They're trying to do everything they possibly can to stimulate economic growth. So, no, at this point, there are not any significant announcements that we expect. It looks like issues are essentially stabilizing throughout Eurozone.
Well, on the currency front, there are an increasing number of dollar bulls out there. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think dollar bulls are really focused on increased interest rates, and certainly the dollar has rallied with an increase in interest rates in the United States. So I think from a perspective of currency traders, the concern or the expectation is that interest rates are going to be rising, that Chairman Bernanke's implication that quantitative easing would not last forever will have a positive result for dollar versus other currencies.
So it's all to do with the tapering as opposed to any other economic factors then?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the fear factor in terms of is the dollar going to collapse has pretty much gone away. I think the world recognizes the United States is an economy that has trouble, but it is not going to collapse. So I think it really is about interest rates.
And the assumption is that the new governor of the Bank of England is more dovish than his predecessor. So are you expecting a weaker pound with Mark Carney in charge?
You know, it's interesting. It's hard to say, but there certainly are indications that a weaker pound is in the cards. We certainly are in a currency war. Some would certainly make the case with Japan as well as the United States and Europe weakening their currency. So it would not surprise me to see United Kingdom move towards the same path.
And the Reserve Bank of Australia held cash interest rates at its all-time low of 2.75% yesterday. It had already dropped by 2% since the end of 2011. So is there more Aussie dollar weakness to come? And what are the chances of Australia entering a recession?
Well, it's interesting because Australia is very much levered to the Chinese economy. And given all the problems that China is having right now in terms of manufacturing slowness, a reduction of commodities consumption, there are concerns that China is in fact going to drive Australia into a recession. I think that's perhaps overstated, but I do think Australia is going to be subject to lower growth rates because of what's happening in China. And so therefore, I expect monetary policy to continue on the same path that it's been on as of late.
And finally, in terms of a balanced portfolio, which way would you lean with the mix of equities, bonds, commodities and cash right now? And are you staying away from the emerging markets?
Well, first of all, we've drastically reduced our commodities. We think commodities is probably not a winning proposition in the short term. From an emerging market standpoint, we have reduced our emerging market investments. We certainly are less levered to China. We're looking at other countries, maybe not so emerging countries like Singapore, Korea, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Thailand, less so China, a bit of China, but less so. And in the United States, mostly blue chip dividend sort of assets in growth industries as well, such as technology, and very selective in Europe. Probably Germany would be the best country to invest in.
Well, thank you very much for that. That was Dr. Michael A. Yoshikami, founder and CEO of Destination Wealth Management in San Francisco, on this morning's Market Watch.
BFM 89.9, the business station.